Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congratulations, you are winning two tickets to see Kevin Hart Acting My Age Tour. It's coming to D.C. Friday, September 13th, D.A.R., Constitution Hall. Tickets are on sale Friday, April 19th, end of the week, 10 a.m., but you can win them throughout the week right here on Grant and Danny before they go on sale. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. Congrats to whoever wins that prize. We're going to give away those Kevin Hart tickets tomorrow again at 4 o'clock, so if you don't win right now, make note of that. You got a 23-hour wait and then another chance to try to win, and we're giving them away all week long exclusively here on Grant and Danny. The Commanders, as we were just talking about, are looking to draft their generational QB soon. Don't forget to think about your next generation. The exclusive sponsor of our show is the law firm Kondorian Murad. They're guiding you and your family right now in the direction it's going to help you draft your will, set up a revocable trust, create a healthcare power of attorney. Just hit them up. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. And be sure to tell them Grant and Danny sent you to score yourself a great discount. kmlawyers.com.
Love those guys, by the way. Got to hang out with them this past weekend at the Caps game. I didn't know this actually about those two dudes. They're like childhood best friends that ended up going into business together. It's a really cool story. All they do is help people with some really tough adult-type decisions. You know, like I went through that years ago. I don't know if you've done it, but it's one of those things like you have to do as you've grown up, and now you have kids and, you know, things beyond yourself. It's like tough to face, but they make it easy. So love those guys.
Yeah, I have done it, and my parents had a need here recently to fix some paperwork, and they helped them as well. I sent my folks to them, and they were very, very happy with the process. So check them out, and thanks to them for being a part of our little radio program. I was told you had something that you wanted to talk about before I got to what I saw today that I think is one of the coolest things any team has done for their fans in a long time.
Grant, the tiniest little tiny Denver nugget. It's not a Nikola Jokic nugget. It's not even a Michael Porter Jr. size nugget. It's like a Christian Brown type nugget. He spells his name B-R-A-U-N, Brown. The lowest rated master since 1957. The final round of the Masters averaged, this is actually a bigger number than I thought, to be honest with you, so it's still a pretty huge deal, averaged 9.59 million viewers on CBS, according to Sports Media Watch, which is a pretty steep decline from over the last several years, but it's the lowest TV-rated Masters since 1957, of course, kind of non-COVID division. I thought that's stunning to me that number is that low.
I didn't know what the previous ratings were, 9 million still feels like a lot.
That's
right?
What I thought.
We were just celebrating, you know, the Caitlin Clark.
Damn near 20 million.
NCAA tournament. That championship and semifinal. But I think, like, early on when we first started taking note, it was like 9 million for some of those Elite Eight games or whatever.
So it was just north of 12, I believe, for that Elite Eight to go to the Final Four. Right? Because we were saying, hey, that's bigger than the World Series. That's been bigger than all but one of the NBA Finals games. And then it escalated from there.
So, I mean, I guess it's eye of the beholder. If the trend is bad, then it's no different. We could have, you know, what I perceive to be really good ratings, but if they were unbelievable the month or two before that,
yeah,
you don't feel as good about it, right? If the arrow's going down, and that's obviously what's happening with golf and the Masters. I don't know anything. Here's a couple of guesses.
Mm-hmm.
I find Scottie Scheffler, who is the best player on the planet right now and one of the most dominant players we've seen this side of Tiger Woods 20 years ago, he seems extremely boring to me. I watched the Netflix doc on the PGA and some of the stars and some of the players and watched some of the interviews he did this week. I mean, this is not a, like, star power, personable, Mr. put-him-on-a-billboard type guy. I don't know if that's a factor. Again, there are plenty of golf fans listening who will laugh at me, but I don't think there was a huge, you know, star power back and forth final couple of hole sequence here, right?
Mm.
The guy that finished runner up, I don't even know. I know Max Homa, who he's like ties to Barstool Sports and is very popular with young people. Colin Morikawa is a household name, is a superstar, but he finished 7 strokes off the pace. I mean, there was only one guy within 4 strokes of Scheffler, so that's got to be part of it. Number one, maybe him not being the biggest needle mover. Number two, him just running away from the thing. I mean, he just seems inevitable. If you wait long enough, he'll pull away from the pack.
Yeah, he's the Iceman. So, I mean, you think back, there have been dominance in terms of, you know, Sunday at the Masters, like where Tiger Woods won by a bunch of strokes, but I think the point that you made is really good. The star power level is just different. Nobody's saying that Scottie Scheffler's not a great golfer. That's wrong. He is. He's a superstar. He's the best in the game right now. But it doesn't have that same juice. Like, people would tune in to watch Tiger win by 10 strokes because that was exciting back in the, you know, early 2000s or whatever. This just doesn't feel that way. So I guess for me, there are two takeaways. So the headline I saw is Masters viewership down 20% from last year, lowest since 1957. So the number I had in my head was not, you know, right around 10 million people. Does that make any sense? Like, I see 20% down from last year, lowest since 1957. I'm going, oh my God, you know, they got week 7 XFL numbers. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going, they're down here in like the couple of million range. What an embarrassment. That's so bad. It's still a pretty big number to me. I guess that surprised me.
I mean, you can't, I know you are out on golf,
mm-hmm.
but like, you can't go anywhere on Masters Sunday without people talking about it. It is a national event. It is a counted down to beloved. It's like the Kentucky Derby in mm-hmm. a lot of ways. The casuals that don't care about the sport all year round go, oh, today's the Super Bowl. All right, let's turn it on. Let's mm-hmm. see who's going to win the Masters on a Sunday. So the numbers are going to be good. I just think they need to make Thursday and Friday available. Like, the idea that is still just streamed and not on linear television.
Oh, it's insane to me.
It's impossible to find it.
Yeah.
If you're Matt Valdez and you're a golf mark, and you know, hook up your computer and all this stuff, and you know where to go and what to log into. Everyone tells me the Masters app's great. Cool, I guess. I should be able to just turn on a network and find the Masters on a Thursday at noon.
Yeah.
And if I can't, you're doing it wrong.
Correct.
It's the same thing I said to the MLS when they were doing the weird, like, they went to the streaming service, and then people were at bars, and everything was freezing, and the little spinning circle was happening while you wanted to watch DC United. Put your game on television.
Yep.
That, if you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong.
And the thing that drove me crazy about that was the relentless defenders, the zealots of the sport, telling me that that was actually better, or that it wasn't indefensible. Wrong. It is. It's indefensible. Like, if you make it hard to see your thing, sorry,
sure.
You know, you're going to lose people. Part of my job is to watch a lot of these things. Like, and I gripe and kvetch and moan about when the NHL does that, where I have to like search and find a Yahoo app or some kind of thing when a certain game is on there. And that's fine, because that's part of my gig, and I'm going to do that. But if I've got a hunt for something that I'm only mildly interested in to begin with, good night. Smell you later.
Well,
I'll never forgive you for it.
You should also stream everything at this point. Like, that should be an option. There are enough people with smart TVs who have everything downloaded that can watch games that way. But if you're not on linear television, and you need eyeballs, or you're still trying to grow something, especially with an older audience, which I presume golf's is, oh, by the way, like, you're just making a mistake. The NFL can do whatever it wants. It can break any rule. The NFL is now slowly transitioning into, you've got to have this app to watch this game. They're going to do it on the Friday night opener with the Eagles playing the Packers in Brazil. They did it in the playoffs last year, the Peacock-only telecast. They've got another app-only playoff game coming this year. And they can do that because they have a drug. It's Blue Magic. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. It's Pepsi. It's a name brand. Frank Lucas, he's going to get that little blue pouch, and he's got what you need, I guess. So they have something that everybody is itching and craving for, and so they can do whatever they want. But that is not the Masters, in my opinion. You need to make it easy for me. The guy that doesn't watch all year, who goes, oh, let me watch on Sunday. Let's see Scheffler try to finish this thing. If it takes me more than 5 minutes to try to find it, you've lost me. I am on to the next, my friend. The Twins are playing the Brewers, and maybe Eddie Julian's going to hit a home run. Like, you just have to make it easy. I'm sorry, you do.
100% in agreement there. But I guess ultimately I don't know if there's a lesson learned. I mean, the decline can't just be COVID anymore. Do you know what I mean? Because there's an asterisk there in the numbers I gave you. Obviously, when you have a COVID-affected tournament in 20 and 21, everything was weird. Any data from that, and when it comes to sports and viewership and whatever, I don't really take seriously, even good or bad. It's like throwing out the Russian judge. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, I don't care. But now you're in that post-world. It's not a factor in any way. And the numbers are just parachuting off a cliff at this point. I'd be alarmed if I was a golf guy.
I'm not a golf guy necessarily. I'm not a TV executive. I'm not alarmed necessarily either. But I understand that, look, when the numbers come back in, it's intriguing to see. And with women's basketball, we saw the spike, and we wonder about the sustainability with the Masters. With golf, you wonder the same thing. Anything comp to its heyday with Tiger, I think, is unfair. Because that was, not unlike Caitlin Clark, the draw, where my mom and my uncle and my nephew and, you know, my aunt, all these people that may not normally care at all are going, what's this Caitlin Clark thing all about? Let's watch this girl. Who's this Tiger Woods guy? Let's watch this dude. And that's literally what gets your eyeballs on the screen. And they just don't have that right now. And certainly with your best player in the world being seemingly decidedly better than everyone else, not ideal. There's not really a rival. It's not tight right now, tournament by tournament. But also the guy is just boring, it seems like, which is probably not great for business. I wanted to pivot really quickly. I teased this. I think this is so awesome. So two things happened at the final Clippers game of the season yesterday that are a 10 out of 10, Miss Davis. The first is that the Clippers' final regular season game against the Houston Rockets was winding down the stretch. Only in the NBA do you see this little care. But the Rockets center, Boban Marjanovic, is at the free throw line. They used to do this at Capital One Arena. I don't think they still do. But if the opposing player misses two straight free throws at the line and a trip to the charity stripe, you can get yourself a free chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. They do that in L.A., where Marjanovic was on the line. He missed the first free throw. He then tells the people in the crowd, hey, guys, enjoy your chicken. I'm about to miss this on purpose. And then purposefully misses his second free throw with 4 minutes left in a still-up-for-grabs game.
Incredible.
One of the funniest things ever. Put this guy in the all, like, personality, all-dude Hall of Fame right now. This was the call.
Well, not talking to the crowd, like, if you miss two free throws in a row. And he told him, I'm making this. Look, that's what he said. No, I think he said he might have missed it so he could get the free throw.
I told you he's the nicest guy in the league.
So funny
love
to
it.
Me. He just gave everyone a chicken sandwich. So first of all, I love that guy. Major kudos to him. But that's the second best thing that happened that night. The first best, Danny, Steve Ballmer, the Clippers owner. Hopefully he didn't sit in any meetings recently. But here's what he did do. Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, paid for everyone's concession stand tabs the entire night. The team picked up all the food and beverage concession stands purchases for the 19,000-plus fans that night in what was the final ever game at Crypto.com Arena, the old Staples Center. They're moving to their new arena next season. So Ballmer, now I don't know how this worked, if every single thing that you bought all night, like if I'm a big fatso and I go get a chicken tender basket, then I get some pizza, then I get myself some popcorn, then I come back and do my third souvenir Coke, and then I grab myself a pretzel hot off the grill, all this stuff. Do they pay for all of it? I don't know. Did you get like a $30 voucher? I'm not really sure. But the way this story reads from dailycaller.com, it sounds like concessions were open. People went up and got what they wanted. And at the end of the night, Ballmer says, I'll take the tab, thanks. What a play, man.
That's
what
fantastic.
An awesome thing to do.
Like, that's what an owner should do. Maybe, like, not go to the pre-draft workout for guys at the NBA Combine.
I just really hope he wasn't involved when they hired their coach
The ownership's kind of lame. That's kind of what they should be doing, is more that stuff and like business and sponsorships, because they're not experts in the other thing. But that's fantastic. This to me, I know they took a loss that day or whatever in terms of that, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, maybe up to like $1 million cash, right? When you think about it, like a $10 pretzel and a $12 hot dog, you do that times 17, 18, 20,000 people, there's a lot of money to be made on that given night. So they took a loss that night, but how memorable is that? How awesome is that? How good is that pub? How good is that recognition? You can't do it every game, but you did it for this one, and now everybody's singing your praises. I love that sort of thing. Again, the Atlanta Falcons, they kind of are the pinnacle of this, right? Where everything is affordable and cheap when you go to games. I've always believed that you could do that. If you really wanted to do that, you could do it. You don't have to charge $17 for a soda or whatever. I know it's going to happen. I know stadium inflation. I get that. But doing something nice for people that are shelling out all the cash on a nightly basis when everything is so damn expensive all the time is a really cool gesture. Even though it's just a drop in the bucket, it goes so much further than that one night of not making as much money.
That'd be a pretty big drop in the bucket. I mean, 19,000 fans, you count on 41 of those.
Yeah.
You just take one of those away. But quite
a 40, not 41.
Quite a present for those fans in the final home game of the season. Joe Beninati's in Philly. He'll be on the call of the Caps and the Flyers. He's going to join us in 40 minutes. Coming up at 6 this evening, you'll want to hear what he has to say about a win and in final game of the year for Washington tonight on the road at the Flyers. Next, 10 draft questions in 10 days, as we are 9 days now from the NFL draft. The countdown continues with our next burning question on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe Beninati's on the show in 30 minutes to help us get ready for the Caps and the Flyers in Philly tonight. There's two ways to break that game and the playoff permutations down. One's really simple, one's really complicated. Simple first. Caps win, they're in. Lose in regulation, they're out. Now, the complicated version. If the Capitals lose after regulation, doesn't matter if it's an overtime or a shootout, and they get losses from both the Red Wings tonight against Montreal and the Penguins tomorrow in their final game of the season against the Islanders, the Caps still get in with that loser point in an overtime loss tonight. trick there, Danny, is not only is Montreal not very good, they're playing better, but Red Wings beat them in overtime last evening, came back from a big deficit. The Penguins are playing the Islanders, who just wrapped up Metro 3, third team in the division playoff spot. They're probably going to be resting guys, and if they're not tomorrow, they're certainly not going to be investing too much into the game ahead of the playoffs. So you cannot rely upon Pittsburgh losing that game.
You shouldn't, no.
You've got to win your way in tonight. Win of any kind, regulation, overtime, shootout. Can you imagine, by the way, if the season were to come down to a shootout? God, that would be tough.
Yeah, I'm not really into that. I'd like just a regulation casual win, maybe an empty netter. Just something where I'm relaxed. But I know that's not the way. That's not how this team is going to do it. You know, think of the great achieving teams over the last couple of years. This Capitals club at 18, Nationals at 19. Capitals, if this game in Minnesota doesn't go well, we're firing the coach. I mean, that's where we were. Like, we were down to that, and it went well, and they didn't fire the coach to win the Stanley Cup. The Nationals got off to a terrible start. You and I are going, they're probably going to fire Davey after this Marlins game if they lose it, right? And then they, of course, go on to win the World Series in the craziest way possible. So nothing is going to be easy. We're going to lose years off our life tonight watching the scoreboard, watching this team nip and tuck, go up and down. But that's also the other part of it, Jeeps. That's how they play. That's the identity of this team. They're not going to win a shootout. I mean, I don't mean like a shootout. I mean like both teams score a bunch of goals in the regulation of a game. They're going to win a tight one because that's what this team is.
Critical night for Charlie Lindgren again, back between the pipes. Second time in as many evenings, which is unheard of in this NHL era. You just don't start twice in 27 hours. He will. Also unheard of, this is his 25th game in 28 where he'll be playing for the Capitals. A couple of those where he didn't start and had to come off the bench and waste what could have been a night of rest because he had to help out after Darcy Kuemper got off to slow starts. But he's got 11 wins since March 7th, number one in the NHL, six shutouts, including a 16-save shutout defensive masterpiece in front of him last night against the Bruins, eighth in save percentage in the NHL this season, 9-10, and ninth in goals against average, 2.71. Not too bad for a journeyman of sorts, a backup who was brought in here to be Kemper's number two, who supplanted him midway through the year and has now taken the job and run with it to the point where he is on the ice every single time
so cool.
The Capitals play. More on the Caps coming up, as I said, in a little under a half hour with Joe Beninati. It is time, though, as the countdown continues. We're 9 days from the NFL draft, 10 burning questions in 10 days on G&D. And with that, Mr. Huhe, today's question, would you be willing to trade second, third-round draft picks, both, either or, doesn't matter, really any picks outside of number two overall, to go get veteran help on this young rebuilding team? I asked this with Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver from San Francisco, in mind. Really the receiver position in general, where Keenan Allen was moved this offseason. We've seen a bevy of wideouts on that receiver market get moved over the last couple of off seasons. Would you be open-minded to Washington drafting a quarterback at two? Let's say they go O-tackle at 36, and then you find out that they traded the 40th overall pick for the final year of Ayuk's deal, and they give him an extension or something like that.
All in on that. I'm surprised that that hasn't been more debated and discussed as a potential option, whether it was Keenan Allen, whether it was Stephon Diggs. Forget about the player individually. Maybe there's baggage with Diggs at this point. But somebody in the I'm a proven commodity market to come in and help this young quarterback. The reason for it is this. If all things are equal and you don't have a ton of salary cap space or extra draft picks with which how you can sort of, you know, deploy those resources, I'd go, it doesn't make a lot of sense with all their holes. They do have those extra draft picks. They do have all that extra cap space, second right now in effective cap space behind the Patriots. This is a great way to use that advantage that, frankly, you deserve credit for building this way. You deserve credit for having the opportunity to pounce and outbid somebody for the certainty of having a playmaker there to help out your young QB. That is the focus of this year to me. That is more linemen. That's more weapons. You cannot go overboard in assisting this young quarterback's transition to the NFL. You get that right. Now we start adding our defensive linemen, our cornerbacks, our nickel, our safeties, all the other things we could supplement the long-term answers. making sure this kid has as easy an opportunity as possible to do maybe the hardest thing in sports, I'm all in on doing, going to grab a proven commodity.
Yeah, going back to Aiyuk for a moment, who's 26 and going into the final year of his deal, which is the fifth and final season he'll be in San Francisco in a contract year coming up, represented by Athletes First, looking for a payday, not very happy with the fact that one hasn't been coming from San Francisco. I don't bring him up because, you know, of the dumb rumors you see online, like he unfollowed the 49ers and he followed the Commanders. There's nothing to any of that as far as I'm concerned. But look, you do have Adam Peters, who's got ties to the organization, could swing a deal, obviously, if he wanted to with some of his old colleagues over there. He knows Aiyuk better than anybody, so if he thinks very highly of the player, like I do, maybe there'd be added interest. It would cost. But to your point, Aiyuk's tag, his cap number, is another way to put it this year, is $14.1 million. They got $62 million in cap space, depending on the site you're looking at. So it's not like you have to move a bunch of deck chairs around on the ship. You basically could just slot him in. And I'm using Aiyuk as an example because I'm interested in him because I think he's a great player. But the point is, somebody like him.
Right.
You are drafting a rookie at two. You know, we talk about this ad nauseum, Danny. Help the kid. Go get weapons. And, you know, it's a crapshoot when you draft a talented wide receiver. Can he run routes? Is he going to be able to be a pro? Is he going to catch everything thrown to him? I know what Brandon Aiyuk is already. I think he benefits from the Kyle Shanahan offense. I'm not sure how many coordinators and play designers in the league get receivers open as efficiently as Kyle does. But, man, does Aiyuk keep getting better. Rookie year, 60 for 750. Second year, went for 830. Third season, his big breakout year in 2022, 78 for 1,000. And then last year, missed a game, still went 75 for 1,300. 15 touchdowns the last 2 years. I think he's a star. He would be the one here at the X, and you could move Terry over to the Z, and they'd kind of be co-leading receivers. Both those guys could co-catch 70 balls. You move Dotson into the slot. That's as good a 1-3 maybe in the league at that point. And then you got your young quarterback who's checking it down to Eckler. Maybe you draft a tight end in the mid-rounds. And an improved offensive line, you could start dreaming on a great landing spot for a young QB.
Yeah, it's pretty simple to me, right? We talk about this all the time, or I know I do. I beat this drum. Everyone starts with the same slice of the pie. You got salary cap space, you got draft picks. You're maneuvering to figure out what you need now, what you need later, influences how much more you have. If you're a low cap space team, you better be really good. If you're a high cap space team, you better be in a building phase, and that's exactly what Washington is. The previous regime, I couldn't stand them. I think they were terrible in a lot of ways. This they got right, though. Figured out if you're not great, you should have a lot of flexibility moving forward. And they do, right? They left this part of the cupboard that's bare of talent with resources to fix that. And that's something that we shouldn't take for granted. You now have an advantage over everybody else who doesn't have the draft capital because they had to take the lumps of losing a Montez Sweat and a Chase Young in season. Now you don't, you know, you've gone through the pain. This is now your reward, right? To be able to outbid somebody. I've been stunned what the market's been in general in the NFL in terms of trades, but especially this receiver spot. Maybe because there's no contract in place, you could get Aiyuk for a third rounder, then have to pay him, right? So you're using a couple sets of resources, but you've got him. I love the idea of security. I love the idea of certainty. And whether or not he's a true bona fide number one, I don't know the answer to that outside of the Kyle Shanahan nest. I do know this. He's better than what they got. You might have 2 1As on your team, and you may be built that way. That's fine. Whatever I can do to make this young quarterback successful, I'm doing. I never stop. Once my offense is awesome, then I'll go, all right, who's on my defense? I'll figure that out. And we're not close to that yet.
Our buddy Ben Standing of The Athletic has a piece that he put out with a bunch of different mock possibilities for the Commanders drafts. It's a really good exercise, kind of goes through a bunch of different permutations. If this happens, maybe it looks like this. Here's something else they could do. And in the sixth of the mocks that is in this story, a trade like nobody's watching, he calls it. Commanders trade numbers 36, 67, 100 to the 49ers for number 176 and wide receiver Brandon Aiyuk. Commanders trade number 40 to the Rams for 52 and 83. So in this hypothetical, you get Brandon Aiyuk, you take, in his case, Daniels at number 2, Daniels, May, whoever. They wouldn't pick again until, you know, if they made both trades, 52, but In this case, they would still have the 40th pick, and maybe they could get an offensive tackle there, and then you've traded for Ayuk with 36, 67, and 100. So you're losing three players out of the six picks you have in the top 100. So if you're hoping for quantity and addressing a bunch of needs, obviously an Ayuk trade goes away from doing that. But you just filled a massive deficiency with a wide receiver for your young quarterback, and you'd still get the QB. And in my hypothetical, where I didn't trade 40 to the Rams for 52 and 83, I would still get my starting left tackle maybe, although I think you're pushing it to try to do that at number 40.
Yeah, because again, and it's, I know it takes away a little maneuverability to do it that way, but I'm all in favor of certainty at this point. Like, I loved their offseason in general. I know we're still in it, but I loved most of what they did. The one thing I would have tried to be more secure about was a cheap one-year rental at tackle. I think they're basically going into it saying, if we have to play Cornelius Lucas, we're okay with that for a season. I don't love that, to be honest with you. I'd love him as my swing tackle, but I don't love the fact that they're stuck with Andrew Wiley. I don't love the fact that they haven't upgraded at the left tackle spot. There wasn't a ton in free agency they could have done, but again, you have more cap space than most. I would have outbid, I think it was the Bills who signed Tyron Smith. I can't remember, but I would have done that. I would have gone up to seven, maybe $8 million, just because that's where I am in terms of my franchise built. And who knows? He might not have taken it from me. But I would have tried to do something a little more certain to give them some flexibility in this draft. We now feel like, I don't want to speak for you, I feel like it, they have to come out with an offensive tackle, and they have to come out with one more pass catcher of some kind. I like certainty where you don't have to do anything in the draft.
Tyron Smith to the Jets.
It was the Jets, sorry.
On the deal that he signed as their new starting tackle to help protect Aaron Rodgers. So here's the question. Again, we're doing 10 over 10 days leading up to the draft. We're 9 days away now on Grant and Danny. We want to know, how aggressively would you pursue veteran answers with second and third round draft picks? With 36, 40, 67, 100, you know, those types of selections here after number two overall. Whether it's Brandon Ayuk, I'm thinking offensive tackle maybe if something presents itself. If you've got a guy you really like, let's say, who's maybe a right tackle somewhere that you think you could start on the left side. Is that something they should be really thinking about? Or would you prefer, beginning of this rebuild under Peters, Newmark and company, to just stand pat, make as many picks as you can, and try to build this thing up over, you know, a few more years of just throwing a bunch against the wall with as many young guys as possible and hitting on as many of those lottery tickets as you can? 800-636-1067. That's next on Grant and Danny.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. I am over at the Monumental Studios by Capital One Arena. Danny is in our Half Street Studios. I see you on the Zoom camera right now. Are you wearing like a peach dress shirt, or is that a polo shirt?
This is a polo. I rocked this in Florida, and it was staring at me in my closet today. I was like, you know what? I showered.
Let's do this.
Why don't I throw a little polo shirt on? Yeah, I would call it peach.
I didn't know if we had one of those, like, you come in, you look nice because you're going to dinner or something like that.
No, I don't know. The mood struck me. That's all. I didn't dress up, I wouldn't say. I'd wear my regular shorts with some pockets and a little polo piece.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to go with, by the way, this is the last of the dress shirts that I have. Well, I actually have my clothes hanging in the green room downstairs.
Okay.
But it's the last one that you haven't picked, so maybe it means that you hate it. I don't know.
No, I don't hate it. But for a TV camera, for where you're sitting, are you going dark jeans again?
I have not decided. I've got the jeans down there, or I'm currently in the slacks, which, again, you keep saying no to. So,
can you stand up and show me the slacks? Show me the slacks.
Decision.
Show me the slacks.
Show me
real
the
quick.
Slacks. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Stand up and show me the slacks real quick. Can you on the Zoom?
Are
you not wearing
can't.
Any?
I actually can't.
You're not. This is a weird Zoom call. The Zoom call just ratcheted up a notch.
I can't show it to you.
GP is not wearing any pants. I'm going to tweet that out. Funny, Danny. Yeah. No. I do not love the combo there. Blazers.
I'm either pantsless or I can't move the computer to do it.
Yeah, it's a little both.
You pick your
voice. Well, yesterday, but we've come a long way. Yesterday, I was like, let me see your jeans. And you, like, pointed the camera right at your crotch.
That got weird.
Distinctly different.
But, look, we're very close at this point. We know each other very well.
We're fine.
Yes, that was – the problem is, well, it's way too inside baseball, but if I move the Comrex right now, it's not plugged in – or it's not charging. It's just plugged in. We're risking going off
the air. Okay, don't mess with it, please.
So there's a lot of wires right now. So I'll send you a picture as soon as we get off of the air.
Done.
Kevin's in Arlington, wants to hop in. Should the Commanders risk second or third round picks in a trade for veterans while they're trying to rebuild during this draft?
Hey, fellas. Thanks, Grant, for taking my call. This opportunity with Aiyuk, particularly if Daniels is the pick at 2 overall, it just makes too much sense, and it creates a situation where you have a 1A in McLaurin, who's going to be one of the best second wide receivers, you know, out there. And then I think, like you said, putting Dotson in the slot, he and Crowder can both work the slot. I really like the idea of doing that and then getting our big, if you will, by getting a big tight end somehow in the draft. But to the general rule, you've got to nail it in free agency, undrafted free agency, drafts, and trades. You've got to use everything at your disposal, and Adam did that with Lynch in San Francisco and witnessed the Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey trades. Oh, and just one last thing. I didn't get to call in, but I am so thrilled about that QB side-to-side, seeing how they operate under pressure in that in the building, I think.
The multi-person interview,
really
yeah.
Smart.
Thanks, Kev. Always appreciate you, dude.
Scene from Step Brothers where they're interviewing together and Dale is sitting there.
Peeks out, like, from behind him.
Exactly. He peeks out. He's like, are you talking to me or him? It's not Dale. What's the other one? What's Will Ferrell's name?
I can't believe I'm liking on this.
You can call me Nighthawk. You can call me Dragon.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Owen?
I can't remember. No, it's not Owen.
Owen.
Darren?
No. Dale and?
Oh, my God. How can I not remember that? I watched it 2 weeks ago.
Brennan,
thank you.
I knew I would pull it.
It's been
a little while.
Thank God.
Chris is in Brandywine. What's up, Chris?
Chris DeVern.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Buddy.
I'm of the boat of staying in Pat and not trading for Brandon Aiyuk. You know, you see all the big players that are trading these guys because they know that the wide receivers coming up are going to be pretty good, and they're willing to reset the wheel, and I think – We already have one of the better talent evaluators in Adam Peters, and then he goes and gets the top lieutenant from the Lions. Let them do their jobs. Let them go find the next talent, the next stars, and not have to put them on a rookie deal. And we keep up that cap space for the next year, so that we can go out and do like the Texans, and then, you know, make some really good free agency pools next year.
I think that's logical.
Good call, Chris.
You just got to be right because you need to get weapons for the rookie QB. That's all. The more you have, the more likely the guy is going to shine. If the guy shines and you hit on number two, you're set up for years to come, like the aforementioned Texans who you just referenced. That's 10 questions, 10 draft days leading up to the NFL draft here on Grant and Danny. Next, Joe Beninati is going to join us. He's calling Caps Flyers on Monumental Sports tonight. We'll get a in-depth preview of a game that Washington's got to win, and if they do, they are playoff bound against the New York Rangers right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.